Hey guys, in my previous video I showed you how to draw a ghost in GIMP and I made a little mistake and I needed to use my move tool to move a selection, which wasn't intended, but I thought this was a good opportunity to show you a little bit more about the transformation tools and the move tool, because they share a lot of options in the tool options here. And if you look at the tool options from the move tool, you can move the layer like this. And you can also move a selection and a path. And the same thing goes for the rotate tool here. You can also move the selection and the path. And for the scale tool and the shear tool. And it works like this, by the way. Don't know if you can properly see it. I'm gonna make this bigger so you can see what happens. This is what happens if you use the shear tool. It will move the layer like this. And if I click shear, it looks like this. I'm gonna undo this, and even for the perspective tool. So if I make a selection, if say the pre-select tool, make something like this. Then when I go to the perspective tool and click on selection next to transform, I can make the selection all different and give a different perspective. Then click on transform and my selection looks all different. And when I make a path from the selection by going to select to path, and then there's a path in your path dialog here, and you can make it visible by clicking on the eye, and can make the selection none so you can just see the path. You can see that when I click on path next to transform, still in my perspective tool, that I can change the perspective of the path as well. And can click on transform, and now the path has a different shape. And you can even do this for the flip tool, where you can flip horizontal and vertically. And now I'm gonna flip the path horizontally and it will look like this. And when you press control on your keyboard and look in the toolbox, then it will flip vertically when horizontally is normally ticked. So I'm not ticking anything and pressing control on my keyboard and then click once and my path will be flipped vertically. And same thing goes for a selection or a layer. And these options are shared through the move tool, rotate tool, and the scale tool, the shear tool, the perspective tool, and the flip tool. And I hope this helped a bit, and if it did, then maybe you'd like to watch my other videos and subscribe. Thank you for watching.